takana de rabbanim in Atayra, the shliach of Ailocha just comes and he gives the get to the isha. It's only a requirement in the rabbanim that he should say b'fan anechta b'fan anechta. So the Gemara wants to know, what is it all about? My timer. So they had a machlokes amaroyim, and the Gemara is going to demonstrate later that it seems that the Tanoim also had what to say about this topic. What's the reason for the takana de rabbanim b'fan anechta b'fan anechta? So the first explanation is given by Rabbi Lefishem became Lishma. Then in Chutzlort they weren't there. When the medaktik and all the other dinim, but they weren't so medaktik about Lishma. Now if the get is not written Lishma, is no good. So the Gemara asks, why is it sufficient with an Eid Echad? Shouldn't you require two Eidim? You can't tell me Eid Echad and Misum, because this is really a Dovashet B'Yerban, it's Keneged HaChazaka. So the Gemara says, look here, Menator, you don't need Eid Echad, you don't need Shnei Eidim, you don't need anything because you go Basar Roy. Roy became Lishma. And Roiv is good by a Dovash of the Yerva. Roiv is Mevara. And even according to Rameh, whose opinion is Chayish Lemiyuto, the Pashto says we probably don't paskin like Rameh. That's the Tosis in the first Perek in Chulin. We don't paskin like Rameh. The Gemara says, Ule Rameh, the Chayish Lemiyuto, according to Rameh, what are you going to do? Sounds from the simple reading of the Gemara, whenever they ask such a Kasha, that what would he do? But it doesn't pose a problem for us. We don't accept Rameh Shita. So the Gemara asks, but according to Rameh, Chayish Lemiyuto, so you should need two Eidim, either in our term of the Rabbanon, whatever Amer Sheet is. Tosfos has two opinions in Chulin, and Daf Yudeis and on Daf Peivov, whether Amer's opinion of Chashin Lemiyuta is the Reis of the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, no, it's only Miyuta and Miyuta. That's what Tosfos says. Even Amer, Chayish Lemiyuta, but Miyuta and Miyuta is not Chayish. So Mikir Adin Minator, you rely, you go Basar Roiv. The Roiv is Mevar over here, that it is written in the Shema. And it's such a miyuta to miyuta, even Rameh is like chayish miyuta. So the whole thing is only a chashash, pachetch chashash, mid rabban hu diyatzruch, because menator you follow rov. So since it's only mid rabbanon, mishum miguna kila brabbanon. Hey mama, behe mama. And achaname on the level of the rabbanon, if you consider it a suffix whether the get was written lishma, you're ignoring the rov. You're ignoring the rov, and you're worrying about the miyut. Should require two edim. Should really be an issue of a dovashit b'yarva, but mishum miguna kila b'rabbanon. That's hey mama v'hey mama, so it's no problem. Why is rabbanon hu diatzrich? What's the concern with the rabbanon? So here there's a dispute between Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi writes, what are we concerned about? Rabbanon hu diatzrich, diatzrichu de bar mashal lemechus lemilsim shemdika da ashkach kosav yomik gon. If you have two people living in the same city with the same name. The husbands have the same name and the wife has the same name. If it's a different name, if one husband writes a get for his wife and then he changes his mind, he decides not to get divorced. Nimlach melagarish, he changed mind, he's not going to divorce his wife. Then the other one takes his get and he gives it to his wife. It's a different name, Satstam, not a good get. Forget about Lishma. It's Shinishma Shma. The whole text of the whole Nusach of the get is no good. We're concerned about a situation, a far-fetched situation, that two people have exactly the same name. We usually write the husband's name and the husband's father's name, and any other kol shuma chanicha dislay, any nicknames that he has, any nicknames that the father has, then you write the wife's name and the wife's father's name. And then you write any nicknames, any other names that the father, that the girl's father has, that she has. My father, Zechon Avacha, told me that he once had a get, and he asked the woman, when your father gets an aliyah, and makes the mishaberech, what name does he use? So she said, what do you mean my father gets an aliyah? When I get an aliyah, they call me up like this. I make my own mishaberech. He doesn't need a father to make a mishaberech. He gets her own aliyah. So we write all these names in the get. Names that the father gives when he gives a mishaberech, names that she gives when she gives a mishaberech. All the names. That's the takonas atanoim lady. You have to write kol shema chanicha disli. You have to write all the names. So it's very far-fetched that it's going to be two people live in the same city, they have exactly the same name. Okay. But that's why Rashi says the chashish for that far-fetched chashash. So that's why the shliach lo'iloch has to say b'fon anech, b'fon anech. So Tosfos tainus against Rashi. Tosfos quotes Rashi. The bottom Tosfos. Pirush b'kuntres. Shum de'ika de'ashkach kosov. Maybe it may happen, such a far-fetched chashash. Kosov the yomet, he will find a get that's already written. Has exactly the same name. Husband and wife has exactly the same name. The Nimlach Milagarish in the first one changes his mind, and the second one, who lives in the same city, has all the same names. So Tosfos has the Kasha, if the husbands and the wives have exact, and the fathers-in-law, and the fathers have exactly the same names, So the Gemara says later that it's a machlekes hatanaim. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos claims there is a Gemara later in the beginning of the third perek, but the Gemara says v'koshe that if you know there are two people have the same name, Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Adon Birachas, even if the get is written l'shmoy, it's no good. According to Rab Meir, ki d'aminim perakol aget. Because what is it saying perakol aget? Is there such a Gemara? Tosfos claims there is such a Gemara. The Mishnah says, they're quoting, Kasu the Garish Basak Gadol, the Garish Basak Tana. Husband has two wives, and the wives have exactly the same name. That's, he's going to have a hard time. They have two wives, is already enough of them. Has two wives, exactly the same name, and the father's-in-law, exactly the same name, and everything. And when she gets an aliyah, the same name as the other one, everything's the same. Two wives with the exact same name. So the Mishnah says, if he wrote the get to get rid of the older wife, he wants to get rid of the old hag, he's going to keep the younger one, and then he changes his mind. He's going to give the get that he wrote for the older one, the Garish and Sakdal, he's going to give it to the younger one. So the Mishnah says, that's Shaloy Lishma. For the Mishnah is Mashma, become a Bigamar. The Gemara is Medak. Tanu hu dolamatsu begarishma. You cannot use this get that was written for the Gdola to be the Garish, even though the names are exactly correct. But Ktana, Abba Gdola, matsu begarishma. But if he wrote the get to divorce the Gdola, and then he doesn't change his mind, and he uses it to divorce the Gdola, then it would be good. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, how can it be good? So the Gemara says, but you won't know later on who was divorced with the get. You don't know whether the get, just looking at the get, you can't tell who was divorced. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah goes like Rab Lezer, with Eidei Nesir. Here's the Gemara. Tosfos says, Chavdal Aram Beis. The beginning of the third parak. Third parak starts off with all the dinim of Shelo D'Shma. So it gives you different examples of a get that's written Shelo D'Shma. So the first example is the Sofrim are practicing in school. They're just practicing writing Gittin. It was totally Shelo D'Shma. The second case is that someone wrote a get and another person in the same city wants to use that get. He has exactly the same name. The third case is that it's the same husband, but he had two different wives. So he wrote the get for the Gdoilo and he cannot divorce the Ktana with that get. Yesim Ikein. That's the top line of Chavdal on the base. A bigger chiddush in the first two cases is this is also called Shelo D'Shma. Hoylo Shtein Roshim Mishmasim Shavas Kosh B'Garish Adagdor LeGarish B'Saktan. Then a bigger chiddush than that is that he tells the Sefer in advance. He tells the Sefer, I want to divorce one of my two wives. I didn't make up my mind yet which one I want to divorce. So write me a get for my wife, and both wives have exactly the same name. Write a get for Rachel Basileo, and I'll decide later which one I want to divorce. So the Mishnah said, that's also no good. Fine. So in this case, that it says in the Mishnah, they have exactly the same name, Kosov Legarish HaSagdor, Legarish Basaktano. So the Gemara is Medayik, 15 lines on the bottom of Chavdal and Amidbeis, after the Piskah from the Mishnah, they quote the caption, Ktano Hu Dolamatsi Megarish Be. He cannot divorce the other one for whom it was not written for her. But how can you tell by looking at the get who it was written for? How can you prove later on who it was written for? So the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah goes like Rav Lozer, that you have Eidei Mesira. So what does Tosfos say on the daf on Chavdal and Beis? This Tosfos by us is based on what Tosfos wrote on Chavdal and Beis. The Ramban says there is no such Gemara. The whole thing that Tosfos says doesn't exist. But Tosfos claims that there's such a Gemara because that's what they write on Chavdal and Beis. Avol Rav Meir bina sheyeh muchach mitoch hachasima. There is a machlekes Rav Meir Rav Lozer. What constitutes a shtar kinyan? There are two different shtars, so the shtar kinyan and shtar raya. So shtar raya, I give a raya to the other person, I give a raya b'ksav, and he holds on to the shtar. That's a raya. Shtar kinyan, I effect the change. So how does that happen? Is there any relationship between a shtar kinyan and shtar raya? So Rav Lozer says, and that's how we pass them, they're totally unrelated. Shtar raya is a raya, and shtar kinyan is a kinyan. They're two different things. Shtar kinyan doesn't have to serve as a raya. You can give a shtar without any Eidei Chasima at all. So it's clearly not a shtar raya at all. You just give it in the presence of two Eidei Mesira, and that's the halacha, according to Rav Lozer. Eidei Mesira karasi. The kinyan is good. It's good for a get, it's good for a shtar kiddushin, it's good to sell karka, it's good for any shtar kinyan. You don't need Eidei Chasima at all. And according to Rav Meir, it's not correct. Every shtar kinyan takes effect by serving as a shtar raya. By the boy giving the girl a raya that they are married, this accomplishes that they just became married. By the husband giving his wife a raya that they are divorced, this accomplishes that they become divorced. By my giving you a raya that 24 Bennett belongs to you, intim tzalayim, that it belonged to me. So when I give you a raya that it belongs to you, so now it belongs to you. by that Ashtar Kinyan takes effect by giving, by being Matvis Raya, Biad Hasheni, that accomplishes that the Kinyan takes effect. So that's what Tosis points out. There's a major difference between Rab Meir and Rab Lazar and any Shtar Kinyan. Do you need Muchach Mitoicha? Does it have to be clear from the text of the Shtar what's going on? So according to Rab Lazar, it doesn't have to. Muchach Mitoicha is necessary if you want to start to serve as a Shtar Raya. But a Shtar Kinyan, according to Rab Lazar, doesn't have to be able to serve as a Shtar Raya. You can write on any, let's say you'll write on a blackboard in chalk, and you can easily erase it with water and rewrite something else there on top of the signatures on the bottom, and no one will know that anybody changed it. Or let's say if you have a shtar written in pencil, and you can erase the pencil in such a way that no one will even see that anything was erased, and you can change the whole text of the shtar. So that's not valid as a shtar raya. What kind of a raya is there? It's yochel lehizdayev. So shtar sheyochel lehizdayev is clearly not acceptable lechol hadayos as a shtar raya. Is it acceptable as a shtar kinyan? So according to Rab Meir, is no good, because the way a shtar kinyan works is by giving the other party a shtar raya that the kinyan took place. That's what causes it to take place. So if it's not muchach mitoichai, if it's ksav sheyochel lehizdayev, so it's not valid as a shtar raya. According to Rab Loza, would be good. So Tosis interprets the Gemara here on Chavdal Amid Beis. The Tosis there Chavdal Amid Beis Dima Mascha Beedim Misira. It's only good if the husband has two wives with the exact same name and he wrote the get for the gedayla. He's able to use it to divorce the gedayla. That's only aliba de Rab Loza Beedim Misira. Avol aliba de Rab Meir Binishi Emuchach Mitoicha Chasim Shinichtav L'Shem Zehu Ish. It's not going to help Eidim Mesira. So what if the husband has two wives who have exactly the same name and the fathers have the same name, so what can you do? So Tosis quotes a Gemara later on, you have to write the grandfather's names. Hope that the grandfathers are different names. Or you write the tall one, the short one, the Kohen, the Levi. In the days of the Tanoim, they didn't write all the time who's a HaKohen HaLevi. Today, everybody always writes HaKohen VaHaLevi. But in the days of the Tanoim, the Mishnah says you only add on HaKohen HaLevi if there are two Yosef ben Shimons in the same city. Then you have to identify Ashtar Halvoy. It says that Yosef ben Shimon owes Shechter $20,000. That 15 Yosef ben Shimons in New York, so they can't prove. I'll go to each one of the 15 Yosef ben Shimon. Each one will say it's the other guy. I didn't borrow the money. So you have to write Yosef ben Shimon ben Eliyahu. Two of them are Yosef ben Shimon ben Eliyahu. So you have to write the mother's name, or you have to write the grandfather's name, or you have to write the tall one, the short one, the fat one, the skinny one, the one with the glasses, the one without the glasses. You have to write some osimonim in the shtar that it should serve as a shtar right. So that's what Tosis says. According to Rab Meir, if he has two wives with exactly the same name, the get is no good, even though the get was written for the gedola, it cannot be megarish the gedola because it cannot serve as a shtar right. Aye, but they say, isn't there a Gemara and Daf Peivavim and Beis that contradicts this? The Gemara says there are two husbands who are both divorcing their wives, and they sent the two gittin. They both lived. They went to America, and the both wives live in Europe. And they send two gittin to Europe to divorce the two wives, and they're going to marry some young American girl over here. Going to get rid of their European wife. So the shliach who went to Europe forgot which get. He had them in two different envelopes. This is, he knows the last name, but in the get, it doesn't have the last name, just has the first name. I mean, because you don't write the last name in the get. So it only has the first name. So the shliach doesn't know which get was written for whom. So the Mishnah says, on peivav amibes, no problem. Noisin shtem lazu, shtem lazu. You give both getin to the first wife, you give both getin to the second wife, and you tell the Adam, I'm not sure whether it's get A or get B, whichever one it is. I gave both getin to the first wife, gave both getin to the second wife, then no problem. So the Gemara seems to say that according to Rab Meir, that's not a problem. The Mishnah is okay according to Rab Meir. That's on the bottom of Peivav and the base. The Gemara raised the question, would Rab Lozer agree that it's good? The Gemara has two opinions, whether Rab Lozer would agree to what it says in the Mishnah. But Rab Meir for sure would say it's good. So Tosi says, how can it be that according to Rab Meir, it's good? The two couples have exactly the same name. So you can't tell by looking into the text of the get itself. It's not muchach mitochos. So since if it's not muchach mitochos, it can't serve as a shtar raya. Can't serve as a shtar raya. So Rab Meir should say can't serve as a shtar kinyan. So how does the Gemara seem to say, according to Rab Meir, for sure there's no problem? So Tosis gives a doichik answer. No. The two gittin don't say exactly the same name. It says Yosef ben Shimon ben a grandfather's name. And the two gittin have two different grandfather's names. So what's the problem? So the shliach should know which is for this one, which is for Levi, which is for Steinberg. The answer is he doesn't know. The shliach doesn't know the grandfather's name. The wives should know when he gives the get in Torah. I said the wives don't know what the grandfather's name was. They just know they married this man. They barely know their father-in-law's name. They're mechuyev to know their father-in-law's father's name. So that's what Tosfos gives a doichik pshat in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah is talking that it does have simonim. It has pliny ben pliny ben pliny yishaleishu. Has three generations written up. That's how the Mishnah says in the end of Bava Basra. If you're writing a shtar raya, and the two people have exactly the same name, Yosef ben Shimon. So in order to serve as a shtar raya, you better write yishaleishu. You write hakayin halevi. So Tosfos said that's what it's talking. They did shilush. It has three generations, but the shliach doesn't know which get belongs to him, and the wives don't know. So it's a little adoichik. It's a doichik. Then Tosfos has another gemara that seems to contradict it. So they farem for that gemara also. Tosfos gives the chukim. So that's what Tosfos claims. The Ramban does not agree with the Tosfos. Isn't that what it says in the gemara? The Gemara says, "Ma'is lachlemei mebedim sir Rab Lozahi." The Gemara says it's only valid according to Rab Loza, according to Rab Meir, the get will be no good. The Ramban says, "Nah, the Gemara didn't mean that." The Gemara said, "According to Rab Loza, you always have to have edei mesir. According to Rab Meir, if you have edei chasim, you don't need any mesir. You're not going to have edei mesir, so the get will not be good. But if you have edei mesir, so it's going to be good." That's what the Ran on that Gemara quotes the Ramban on page 24. If you have a Vilna edition. You have a Vilna edition of the Rif. It's on page 24 in the pages of the Rif. He quotes this long Tosfos, the Hikshu, the Tosfos. The Ran is about 40 lines from the bottom of this, slightly below half of the Omer. It's in the middle of a big fat paragraph. One he has in parentheses, Daf Kuf Ein Beis from Get Poshet, then he has Daf Kuf Tezayin from Isha Sholem. So then on that line, on the line with Kuf Tezayin, he says, Hikshu HaTosfos, how does it fit in with the Gemara? So Tosfos gives a Deichik, and another Kash, another Deichik. And then a few lines later, two lines before, Reisha B'mai, before the big letters in the Amar Reisha B'mai. So he writes, V'heim nitchotem harbe b'teret kushezu. Tosfos gave the chukim. You read the Tosfos, Achav Dalan Reis, it's really a deichik. Sometimes the deichik is true. So the Ramban thought that these chukim are too difficult. And he says, he doesn't think that it's correct. The diku kushos miyashlam denach anam, matzaluk mekeret meyer. Going to a meyer will also be good. The Gemara just says, according to Rab Loza, you always have to have Eidim Mesirah. According to Rameh, if you have Eidim Mesirah, so it'll also be good. Why? Where is the Muchach Mitoichai? So the Ramban explains later. There's a big Ramban on Daf Peivov, a very long Ramban on Daf Peivov, where he explains the following. Let's say I borrow $1,000 from you, and I write, I owe you $1,000, and I sign my name. Or they write, Adam sign, two Adam sign, they write, Herschel Shechta owes you $1,000, and two Adam sign. They give you the shtar, but it doesn't say who you are. It doesn't say who you is. How are we supposed to say that? It just says, he owes you. It doesn't say who's the you referring to. So the Gemara says, that's a good shtar. Why is it a good shtar? So the Ramban asks, but where's the Muchach Mitochi? You don't know who lent the money. The answer is, who's holding on to the shtar? The shtar only gives a Haggadah Seder if the priest is Bala Shtar. Whoever's holding on to the shtar. So that's Mashlim, the Muchach Mitochi. So you know who it is. The same thing, there's a, let's say, a man divorces his wife, and he writes that he's giving the get on, what's today's date in Elul? Well, today's Ches. He writes, he's giving a get Ches Elo. So, Zion. Whatever, okay. We'll negotiate. So, let's say Ches. Okay, go bus a rife. So it's assumed that it's Ches Elo. I don't know. Okay. So he writes in the get is given today, Monday, Ches Elo. So you don't know what minute of the day. It doesn't say when. You're going to say the get is only chal a minute before the shkiyah. So that's what Tosfos says. And Tosfos claims there's a Gemara that says that, according to Rab Meir. If you hold like Rab Lozer, that a shtar kinyan doesn't have to be muchach mitocho, so it doesn't have to have any date at all. It just says, I hereby give you my apartment, the 24 banners should belong to you. I don't have to write when. It doesn't have to be muchach mitocho. I give you the document, so you're kind of the karka. But according to Rab Meir, who holds it, edei chasima karsi, what does it mean? A shtar kinyan only. The mechanism of a shtar kinyan is by my giving you a raya, that the house is yours, that accomplishes that it becomes yours. So you don't have a right till Sofa Yom. That's how Tosis read in Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Tzadik Dalet. The Gemara talks about Shnei Shtoris HaYotzim B'Yom Echor. Two people have a Din Torah. They each one has a shtar that says that I gave them the house, 24 Bennett, that belongs to me. I gave them ownership of the house on Ches El Topshin Samaches. So each one says that it's his. So what's the din? So the Gemara quotes a machlekes tatanai. One Tana says yachleiku, let them divide it. And one Tana says Bezin should determine whom to give it to. So what's the machlekes by the achleiku or shooted the dinah that Bezin determines? So the Gemara says if you hold the simple reading of the Gemara, the way Tosis read the Gemara, if you hold Edim Chasima Karsi like Rav Meir, so the mechanism of every shtar kinyan is by giving you a shtar raya that the house is yours, that causes that the house is yours. So you have two people have a shtar raya that the house is theirs on Ches Elo. So the shtar raya only kicks in the last minute of the day. If it would say I was makna to you the house at 10 o'clock in the morning and then I give a shtar kinyan to the other one, says I'm makna the house to him at 11 o'clock in the morning, so he has the shtar raya that it was his at 10, so he's kind, and the other one I can't sell the house to the second one if I already gave it away to the first one. But both of the shtaris say exactly the same thing. Even if you can prove who got the shtar first, it doesn't matter, Tosis says. It doesn't matter who got the shtar first. It's not muchach mitocha till sof hayom, unless it has shoes. And the Gemara has the practice used to be enkos mishalas elav Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, the minig used to be that they wrote what time of the day the kinyan was taking place with the shtar. But outside of Yerushalayim, they never had such a practice. If you want to, you can do it, but that's not the minig. You don't. It's not that you write on a minig if you write what time, but that just wasn't the standard procedure. Nobody ever wrote what time of the day. They just wrote what day. So Tosis claims that you're not kohen until Sof HaYom. So they're both kohen with Sof HaYom. So they're both kohen at the same house. So it's yachloku. But if the din would be like Rav Lazar, that's how Tosis interprets it. The din would be like Rav Lazar, that you don't need muchach mitocho at all for a shtar kinyan. That's only for shtar raya. You have to have muchach mitocho. For shtar kinyan, you don't need muchach mitocho. So whoever I gave the shtar to first is kind of the house. I didn't give it to both people, but Bavasachas, they would catch me in the fake array. What do you mean? I'm charging $500,000 to two different people for the same house. So obviously I did it bezeh chazeh. Shaloi b'fnei zeh. Otherwise they wouldn't both pay me the same. I'm a ganav over here. I'm selling the same house to two different people on the same day. So obviously I did it shaloi b'vasachas. So the Yedim Mesira will testify who got the shtar first. The way we got the shtar first will be kaina. So how will Bezna figure it out? So either they'll get Yedim Mesira to ascertain to whom I gave it first, or they'll size up the situation. The Gemara says, shoot at the diner. The Bezna will determine which one of them do I like and which one of them am I just trying to cheat. So this guy that I'm friendly with, I probably really sold him the house. I took his money and I sold him the house. The other guy, I'm just trying to cheat him for his money. So Bezna will paskin that I should reimburse the money to the second guy, the one from whom I stole money and I can't give him the house, because I already go over to the first one. And they'll assume that probably the person that I like, I gave him the shtar first. So that's the simple reading of the Gemara. That's how Tosis says. So the Ramban says, isn't that a little ridiculous? What do you mean? I mean, I give a woman a get, and I said, and it says Ches Elo, so she can't get married till tonight? What do you mean? The get is chal right away. I gave it a get. Since one never heard of such a thing, get is not chal till the evening. It cannot be. So what's the answer? The Ramban says the answer is the same answer on the Gemara Bava Basra, that if it says Herschel Shecht owes you $10,000 and is signed by two witnesses, so how is it good? But it's not Muchach Mitoch, it doesn't say who you are. The answer is, but the Tvises Balashtar is Mashlam the Muchach Mitoch. The Shtar doesn't give a Haggadah Seder unless the Balashtar is holding it. Kozman, I'm holding the Shtar, doesn't give a Haggadah Seder. If someone else is holding the Shtar, it says, I owe you $1,000, so then the fact that you're holding on to the Shtar is Mashlam the Muchach Mitoch, it's talking about you. So the Ramban says the same, just like the Gemara Bava Basra says. I owe you $1,000 is a good shtar, even though it doesn't say in the shtar who the you is, someone holding on to the shtar. Says Tvises Balashtar is Mashlam Nebuchach Mitoichoi. So Ramban says the same is true regarding this man. If you don't know, if one doesn't know what this man of the Kinyan is, whether the Kinyan was Chal in the morning, the afternoon, or the evening, So if the balashtar is holding on to the shtar, so the tvisas balashtar is mashlim the muchach mitoychoy, and the Ramban said the same is true regarding the husband has two wives. He has the gdoila and the ktana. So Tosis claims that it says in the Gemara, that's a simple reading in the Gemara, Chavdalanam and Beis. That's what every time we learn Gemara, Rashi and Tosis. Tosis is printed on the side, and the Ramban is not printed on the side. So we read Gemara with Tosis, like it's like Pirish Rashi. So Tosis says, that's what it says in the Gemara. That according to Rab Meir, Kasuva Ligarisha is Hagdoila, any Yachal Ligarisha Afilu is Hagdoila, because it's not Muchach Mitochas. The Ramban says, not true. Whoever will be holding on to the get, that'll be Mashlim the Muchach Mitocha. What's the problem? This is the Ramban later on Daf Peivah, where the Rif has presents his long position about Eidech Sima Karsi, Eidech Mesira Karsi, and there's a big hullabaloo there. So the Ramban has a lot to say. Where was this Ramban? It disappeared. Okay, this Ramban is on Daf in the Vilna edition. It's on page Mem Zayin. The first side, what we might call Amud Aleph, but it's Amud Beis and the Ramban. There are two columns in the Ramban, so that's Amud Beis. And this is Amud Gimel and this is Amud Dalet. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, that's how they identify. This is Amud Aleph, Amud Beis, column, Amud Gimel, Amud Dalet. In the Mordechai, there are always four columns on every page. So there's Amud. So this is the second column on page Mem Zayin, Amud Aleph, the second line in the page. Al korchenu afilu the divrei Rav Meir hakosef shtam matana lachaver biyom plani masala biyom kana miyad. He's kind immediately any yachlas b'kolayom afal bishalai kosef shoyes. Even though he didn't write 10 o'clock, he can't back out. You don't say he can back out till sofa yom. Tosef says not so. Tosef says according to Rav Meir you're only kind of a sofa yom. The Ramban says that's ridiculous. How can it be? I mean, I divorce a woman so she can't. It's Enki Dushin Tovsin. The get is not chal till sofa yom, according to Rameh, that it should be Muchach Mitocha. It'll be Muchach Mitocha right away. It's kind of miyad. We have this issue on by Mechiras Chametz. It comes up every year when the rabbi sells the Chametz for the Balbatim. So the rabbi writes, he's selling the Chametz every year, and Erev Pesach. Yud Dalet Nissen, just change the year. But the date is always the same. He's selling the Chametz Erev Pesach. So, and he writes this in the shtar. So how does the rabbi transfer the ownership of the chametz? The rabbi serves as the shliach of all the balabatim. He sells his own chametz. And shluch shalom kamasi, he serves as the shliach of all of the balabatim in this community to sell their chametz as well. So how does he sell the chametz to the non-Jew? So that's a big dispute in the Rishon. Which kinyan it work? When a Jew is selling to another Jew, so that's one headache. How do you sell metaltalim? Chametz is metaltalim, it's not karka. When you sell to a non-Jew, it's a bigger headache. How exactly do you make a kinyan? So there's six different opinions which kinyan works. So we do all the six kinyanim. That's why you need a rabbi. The rabbi has to know half of chash mishpat to know how to make all the six kinyanim. So one of the six. So if you probably make five kinyanim, it's also b'di'evit, it would be good. But the practice is that you make six kinyanim. So one of the six kinyan is a kinyan shtar. What do you mean kinyan shtar? Shtar is not kind of metaltalim. Gemara says Aloshin and Baba Basra, Metaltale Laban and Mavit Shtaraninu. You can't be kind of metaltalim with the shtar, you can only be kind of karka. So the answer is you sell the metaltalim, the chametz, agav the karka. Each balabas authorizes the rabbi to service his shliach not only to sell the chametz, to rent his apartment and with a kinyan agav or with a kinyan chotzer by renting the apartment to the goy. So the goy is kind of either with kinyan agav or with kinyan chotzer. That's also machlekes. Some say chotzer doesn't work by goy, and some say that agav doesn't work by goy. So that's why we have another four kinyanim in addition to the chotzer and the agav. But two of the kinyanim that we make, probably the next four kinyanim, if you didn't make these two, but yeah, but it'll also be good. But the question is, we make six kinyanim. And we want two of the kinyanim to be either agav de karka or with the kinyan chotzer. So the shtar is to rent the apartment to the goy. And based on that, have either the agav or the chotzer. So you're right, we're renting the apartment to the goy today, Erev Pesach, Topshin, whatever. Samach Tes. Erev Pesach doesn't say when in the day. You don't write shoyes. The minig is in Yerushalayim, you write shoyes. Outside of Yerushalayim, nobody writes any shoyes. So according to Tosis, if you don't write shoyes, so the goy is only kinda the apartment, the sofa yom. Sofa yom, the chametz ready also b'ano. From chatzoy san, it's ready also b'ano. After it's also b'ano, the Gemara says you can't sell the chametz. You're not able to sell the chametz because it's also banor. So two of the six kinyanim don't work. So some had the practice that you write. That's how the you look in Hilchas Mechiras Chatan, Hilchas Pesach, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. The Dogam of Rabbah writes about this. He says you have to write shoes. You have to write, I'm selling the chametz to the goy today at 9:30 in the morning. You don't just write Erev Pesach Tavshin Samach Tes. If you just write Erev Pesach according to Shita Sataisvis, the goy will not be kind of the rental of the karka until Sof Hayom. And then it's already too late to be makdim. So according to the Ramban, this is a joke. According to Ramban, there's no problem. Once you give the shtar to the goy, so the tvisas balashtar is mashlem nemuchach mitoichai, and it does not pose a problem. What does the Ramban do with the Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Tzadik Dalet? Doesn't it say beferish like Taisvis? The Gemara says shnei shtars hayetzim b'yayim echod. I was a wise guy. I sold the same karka to two different people. And then they come to Bezdin, and each one says, what's going on? He swindled somebody over here. He took $500,000 from two different people to sell the same karka. So what's the din? So the ganef who took $500,000 from each one has to reimburse the money that he stole. But who gets the karka? Who walks off with the karka? So the Gemara said, it's a machloikas hatanoim. One Tana says, yachloiku. One Tana says, shoot at the din, and the Bezdin should figure out what they think is correct. So what does it depend on? So the Gemara says it depends on the machlokes of Meir and Rabbi Elazar. If you're like Rabbi Meir, you need muchach mitocho, so it's not kind until Sof Hayom. So the famous Gemara like Tosus, you're not kind until Sof Hayom. So how can the Ramban disagree? So that's what the Ramban stands on his head over here to reinterpret that Gemara. And he says that his pshat is gevaldik. He praises his own pshat. That's what he writes on the top line in the second column over here on page Mem Zayin. He calls it an Eitza Amuka. And there's no way to budge from my pshat. Because Tosfos' pshat is absolutely wrong. You can't say like this is ridiculous. What do you mean? A man gives his wife a get? So she can't be married. She's chayav nisa, she's going to be mezana after he gave her the get. She's still chayav nisa till Sof Hayom. He says that's impossible. He holds the tvisas balashtar and mashlan nemuchach mitoicha. What does Tosfos' taka do with this? That is the Gemara. The Gemara does say that if you have a shtar that says, I owe you $10,000 and it has my name signed, so it is a good shtar. But it's not. How's it get as a shtar raya? It's not mucha mitoch. The answer obviously is that the tfisas balashtar is mashlem the mucha mitochai. So how can Taisa say that if I have two wives, I have exactly the same name, I can't be megarish even the one for whom the shtar was written because it won't be mucha mitoch. Why won't it be mucha mitoch? When she'll be holding on to the get? So we'll know which one it was written for. And the husband gives his wife a get, and it doesn't say what time in the day the get was handed over. It just says Erev Pesach. It says Ches Elul Tavshin Samaches. It doesn't say what the hour is. So Tosfos says only the get is only Chal B'Sof Hayom. How can you say it's only Chal B'Sof Hayom? Why don't you say the Tvisas Baal Shtar's Mashlem Nemuchem Mitochet? It's a stark kasha what the Ramban asks. So a little bit the Gemara in Ksubis, we don't know how to answer. Selling the karka, we don't know. By the Gittin, a little bit we can answer. A little bit we can answer. The Tosfos holds that since a get needs ksiva l'shmo, and the ksiva l'shmo has to be at the time of ksiva, so you require that it should be muchach mitocha at the time of the ksiva. Ramban holds that since the get is going to be handed over to the isha, the get isn't effective until you give it over, until the Baal gives it over to the wife, and the wife is the Baal Ashtar. So once you have Tvisas Baal Ashtar, the Tvisas Baal Ashtar is Mashlem Nemuchach Mitoichai. So there's no problem. So Tosfos holds, since a get needs Ksiba Lishma, so you can't say it's going to have its Muchach Mitoichai later. But at the time of Ksiba, there was no Muchach Mitoichai. So how can that be good? How can you consider that Ksiba Lishma? That's perhaps what Tosfos holds, but it doesn't explain the rest of Tosfos. Tosfos explained the Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Tzadik Dalet about Shnei Shtaros Hayetzim Yamechad on a Sada. He sold the same karka to sold the same real estate to two different people on the same day. So the Gemara says that both kind of b'sof hayom. Why they both kind of b'sof hayom? Whoever got the shtar first, I should say it's a shtar moment there. It's not a shtar that needs ksiva l'shmo. So why shouldn't you say like the Ramban that the tvisas bal hashtar should be mashlem the muchach mitochai? The Tosfos is a pella. That's this whole Dogal Mervava, that the Dogal Mervava on the Ha'oris of the Nari Bihuda printed on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. So in Hilchas Pesach, So they have the ha'ara on the side from the Dogam Levava that when you write the Shtar Mechiras Chometz, you have to write the Shoes. Because if you don't write Shoes, then you won't be kind until Sof Hayom. So others say, don't worry about it. The Ramban says it's not a problem. The whole thing we don't understand. We don't understand what the Dogam Levava raised in Isha. We don't understand why they had it bringing up the Ramban. We don't pass like Rab Meir. The whole problem, the whole issue is, if you hold like Rab Meir, does it have to be muchach mitoichai on its own merit, or do you say that Tvisas Balashtar is mashlam the muchach mitoichai? But the whole dispute between Tosfos and Ramban is only within Shitas Rab Meir, who requires muchach mitoichai by a shtar kinyan. But the Gemara says on Daladim and Aleph, halacha kirab loza begitn, we pass on like Rab loza by all shtari kinyan. So the din is that you don't need muchach mitoichai. So what's the whole... You don't understand why they raised the whole issue, what the whole Dogma of Baba was all about. The din is like Rab Loza, you don't need Mucham Mitoch, not by Geth, not by Shtar, not by Shar Shtar Kinyan. But this is a famous Tosfos. Again, the Gemara said, what Mitzichta we learned? Let's review again. The Mishnah requires that the Shliach Lailocha should say Befan and Echtam, Befan and Echtam. The Gemara wants to know why. The rabbi claims because from Medina Sayam, they don't observe all the dinim. The other dinim of Gittin they observe, and this din of Shalal Lishma, they're mezalzal on this din. Then it comes out the Maskanas Gemara. From all the people in the world who are getting divorced, the percentage of divorces now is much higher than it was 20 years ago, and much higher than it was in the days of the Gemara. So how many people were getting divorced? Sach HaKol. 100 people a year. How many people are getting divorced every year? So from the 100 couples are getting divorced, so less than 1% of them are going to write Shalom Lishma. So what are you worried about over here? The Tyson says it's a miyuta and a miyuta. So very strange. So Rabbi interprets in the Mishnah, we're concerned that a chutz lord is a miyuta, the miyuta of Sofrim, who are going to write to get Shalom Lishma. And in a Torah, it's not a problem. The whole chumra is only with the Rabbana. Why in the world would they invent such a chumra if it's only miyuta and a miyuta? You have to figure out psychologically, sociologically, why did they introduce such a chumra? If it's only miyut and a miyut. I don't know. So that's what Rabbi says. So the Gemara says that since min ha-Torah, you don't have to worry about the miyut and a miyuta, it's only a chumra min the Rabbanan. So hey, Mama, hey, Mama, so he said, Mishum yigur nekele Rabbanan, it's enough to rely on the testimony of the Erecho, the Shliach Lo'elach, who says that the get was written l'shmo. So what exactly are you worried about? So Rashi says, we're worried about this far-fetched, and this is far-fetched on top of far-fetched. It's a miyuta and a miyuta that they're going to write, Taisa said they're going to write to get Shalom Lishma. How often does it happen? The villages were not so big. It wasn't like New York City that you have a couple of million people living in the city. The village, you have 25 people, you have 100 Jews living in a village. So how often is it going to happen? You're going to have Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, the husband's names and wife's names are going to be exactly the same. It's not going to be too common. So Taisa said, Rashi said, that's what we're worried about. The husband and the wife have exactly the same name. And the first couple, the first husband wrote a get for his wife, then Nimlach, he changed his mind, then the second husband takes it, and he's going to give this get to his wife, and that's no good because written Shalom Lishma. So Tosfos says, that get is no good even for the first husband. Not only is it no good, according to Rav Meir, we happen to pass like Rav Lozer, so the Gemara says, according to Rav Lozer, you don't need Muchach Mitoicha, because you don't need that a Shtar Kinyan in order to take effect, should start off as the Shtar Rayin. But the Gemara is trying to zetzai in the Mishnah. The Gemara asks, Mantana, who does the Mishnah go like? Does it go like Rab Meir? Does it go like Rab Loza? The Gemara finally says it goes like Rab Yudin. But first the Gemara thought maybe it goes like Rab Meir. How can it go like Rab Meir? If the reason that you're worried about Shalom Lishma is because there may be two couples who live in the same city, according to Rab Meir, it's no good even for the first couple. Forget about the second couple. It's going to be lacking Muchach Mitoicha. That's Tosfos Kasha. That's what they say. What's the top of the Tosfos? Bekama b'Gemara, and Tosfos quotes the Gemara of Dalam and Beis. Ktanu udon lamatzi megarish bo, hagdoy lamatzi megarish bo. Mutgilo ki Rab Loza v'loy ki Rab Meir. Because this is what Tosfos says. Mishum, that's what Tosfos writes on Chav Dalam. And Mishum debini she muchach mitoich edi chasima. Eimenai muchach mitoich edi chasima. They spell it out. Muchach mitoch, it is going to be. But Tzirof Tfis is Baal Ashtar. But they say, by a get has to be Muchach mitocho at the time of the Chasimah, hey, minay migarsha. Because in Iksiva Lishma, it already has to be, the get has to be Muchach mitocho at the time of the Ksivis Haget. Otherwise, it's lacking in Lishma. So Taisa says, if so, B'samach boy lukma masnisin ki Rab Meir. The Gemara tried to zetzain the Mishnah like Rab Meir. How can it go like Rab Meir? If this is what you're worried about, the Obefon Each Von Anachdom is because you're worried about maybe the two people with the same name. So that even the first husband can't divorce his wife is such a get. Stop, nothing to discuss. That's Tosis Kasha. Yeah, but we don't hold like Reb Meir, so then it shouldn't be a problem. So Tosis says no. Vafilo leReb Lazar tzorchei demisira sheyedu shasor habal shaliach veleko. And even according to Reb Lazar, who holds that normally you don't need muchach mitocho, you don't. Not only you don't need muchach mitocho, you don't need eidei chasim at all. You don't need that. It should be a shtar raya at all. According to Reb Lazar, a shtar kinyan doesn't have to serve as a shtar raya at all. It's an eitz of toiva. The Mishnah says shiyu eichnu chos malaget b'mfneitikan oilam. It's a takana, either takana and eitz of toiva. However you read it, that they should sign. But mikra din is good even without eidei chasim at all. So Tosfos says, yeah, that's if the husband gives the get to the wife directly. So then Reb Lazar would say you don't need any eidei chasim at all. But if a shliach lahilacha comes, how does he prove that he's the shliach lahilacha? So that's what we discussed last week. The Rosh raised the question in Siman Beis in the first perek. So the Rosh in the Tshuva quoted someone who said he comes and he says he's the shliach lahilacha. You can believe him. And the Rosh says that's not correct. He has to have a document. Either document is Eina Mekuyim. So that's what the Rosh says. Just like he's believed to say on the get. Before I nechtav to make a kiyum on the get, so the shlich lailocha is believed, mishum iguna kiyum berabonim, he's believed to say that the shtar harshoy, that says he was authorized to serve as a shlich, is an authentic shtar. Okay. And the Ravid said, we saw the Ravid in Hilchasishus, the Ravid said, no, gita machicholov, the fact that the shlich lailocha is holding on to the get, and the get has eidich hasima, so we say, mistama hakol behechshanase, the get, Kolzman, the shliach is holding on to the shliach la'aloch, holding on to the get. He wants to give it to the wife, and he claims that he is the shliach la'aloch, and he has a right to give it over. And if he's not telling the truth, it probably is telling the truth. It's far-fetched to say that he stole it from the husband, and he wants to do this on his own. So the likelihood probably is that the husband did authorize him to serve as a shliach la'aloch. So whatever is probably so, we assume, is incorporated in the Haggadah Seydus of the shtar, even though the shtar was intended to give a Haggadah Seydus for the wife. It was never intended to serve as a Haggadah Seydus for the Shaliach. That's what the Ravid says. No, Gita Machia Cholov. He, the Shaliach La'alocha, a man comes, a man, a woman, a human, a person comes, and he says that he's Jewish, and he says that he's the Shaliach La'alocha. So the Ravid learns the Mishnah later as saying the Shtar of the Get, the Edom of the Get, Ameyid, that he is the Shaliach La'alocha. Mistama Hakol Be'ech Shanasev. That's exactly what Tosfos says. I feel Ali, but the Reb Lazar holds that you don't have to have Eidei Chasima at all for a shtar kinyan. A get is good without Eidei Chasima, but not by a shlich lahilacha. How's he going to prove that he's the shlich lahilacha? So you have to have Eidei Chasima. It has to be muchach mitoch, has to serve as a shtar raya. So not only after it'll be given to the wife, then the wife will hold on to it and it'll testify mistama hakol behechshenase that the get was given kedin. Kolzman the shliach holds on to it, so it's testifying that the husband appointed him as a shliach la'ilacha. Why? Because that's what he claims. He claims the husband appointed me as a shliach la'ilacha. So he's having tfisas bal hashtar. The get doesn't say a word about him. The get says the husband's name and the wife's name. Doesn't say any shliach. Doesn't say a word about a shliach. Just says, I, plain, am divorcing my wife, plain. It doesn't say anything about any shliach. But nonetheless, since the shliach is holding on to the shtar, and the get will be meaningless, if he'll give it to the wife, the get will not be meaningful at all unless he was truly appointed as a shliach by the husband. And the likelihood probably is that he was appointed by shliach. So kol ze kol b'hagodah seydus of the shtar, that he is the shliach l'alocha. So that's what Tosfos says. Afil aliba the Reb Lazar also tzarech eidim misir sheyedu shasoha baal shaliach. Eidim misir have to know. So how do they know that he was appointed as shliach? Because you have eidi chasima and it's muchach mitoichai. So he cannot. What Rashi says, going to have two husbands with two wives in the same city, exactly the same name. According to Rab Meir is no good because no mucha mitoch. According to Rab Lazar, it's no good when you have a shliach lo'ilocha. How is he going to prove that he's a shliach lo'ilocha? You have to have that it should be muchach mitocho. It has to serve as a shtaraya. If it's not mucha mitocho, so it's not a shtaraya. So Tosfos writes beferish, like the Ravid.
Why do we even need the Masira to know that? Shtar should be made on itself. Without the Masira.
The shtar
means it's love dafka. The shtar itself is made.
The shtar is made if you have eidich hasima, but if you don't have eidich hasima, so you don't know that he's the shliach lo'ilocha. So it just says when the shliach gives the get to the wife, says that you need eidim misira karsin. According to Rav Blaz, he always need any mysterious karsa. So how do the any mysterious know that he's a shlich la'ilocha? Because he's holding on to a get that has chasimis. And the chasimis are muchach mitoch. If the chasimis are not muchach mitoch, so it's damn no good. So that's what Taisus says. If it doesn't have clearly the Shema Abal and Shema Isha, there are two couples with the exact same name. So there's no muchach mitoch. So according to Rav Meir, it can't even serve as a shtar kinyan. According to Rav Blaz, it could serve as a shtar kinyan, but it can't serve as a shtar raya. That everybody agrees. If it's not mucha mitoche, it can't serve as a shtar raya. The whole nekuda, the whole machlekes Rav Meir says, a shtar kinyan works by via giving a raya to the other parties. Every shtar kinyan has to start off as a shtar raya. Every shtar kinyan has to be mucha mitoche. According to Rav Blaz, no, shtar kinyan doesn't have to be mucha mitoche. But how does the shlich la'ilocha prove to the Edom Isira that he is the shlich la'ilocha? Because he has a shtar raya, so the shtar raya is made on him, Gita Machiach Olav. That's what the Ravid quoted the Mishnah late at the end of the third parak. Gita Machiach Olav, that the end of which day? The end of the second parak, I think it was. The end of the second parak, that Mishnah is a Chav Gimel on the base. The Mishnah says that the Chamish Nashim, the five women, are not Nemanais to say Meis Baila, but they are Nemanais to bring the get and to say Bufan Anechtam, Bufan Anechtam. So the Mishnah explains Ma ben get lemisa. How come by Meis Baila they not believe, and by Bufan Anechtam they are believe? So the answer is given Shaksav Mochiach. So the Pashup Shaksav Mochiach is a Raglaim Ledover that they're telling the truth. So the Chachamim never were concerned. Maybe the Chamish Nashim were going to tell a lie. They would have to say Meis Baila and just come and you practice a lie. But to say Bufan Anechtam, they're going to have to forge a whole document with two chasimas on the bottom and tell a bigger lie. So the Chachamim are never chayshish to go so far. That's the Pashup Shah. So the Ravid says, no, Aksav Machiach means that the get is made. The get is made that this person is a shliach lo'ilacha. So that's what Taisa says over here. The get, the Edi Chasim on the get, have to be Muchach Mitoichoi, according to Rav Lazar also, to testify that he is the shliach lo'ilacha. Unless you're going to have a Shtar Harshua. Another solution, like the Rosh came up with, but Taisa says, assume like the Ravid. This is the solution. Eidei Chasima testifying that he is the shliach. So that's what Tosfos says. No, they're not happy with what Rashi wrote. Rashi said that Rabbanu Hudiatzer, if it's midi Rabbanu, we're concerned maybe a husband wrote a get for his wife and another husband from the exact same city with the exact same name. So far fetched. Picked up the get, and the first one changed. How often does that happen? That a man writes a get and then he changes his mind. It's very rare, the whole story. It's one in 5 million cases. When is it going to happen like this? They're going to write a get, and then he's going to change his mind, not going to divorce his wife. There's going to be another couple lives in the same city with the exact same name, and the second husband is going to use it. So Taisa doesn't like that pshat. I'm a ri, Rabbanu Hudiatzrech. It's not because of that chashash. No, Kadesh Lo Yara Bal Yomer, that he didn't know the name. That the get was written for practice. The Sofim were just practicing in Safra's classes. The husband didn't know that you need ksiva lishma. He never heard of that din. So we're afraid the husband shouldn't come later to be ma'arer. So the Rabbanu Hudiatzra. That's the concern. So this is a very important thesis.
What do the
Edim Sira
have to be able to say when we ask them, what did you see? They have to be able to say, I saw a get given from Yosef Ben Shimon.
They have to say we know either the husband gave the get to the wife or the shliach of the husband gave the get to the wife. They have to know that, otherwise you don't have Eidus L'Kiyum HaDovar if they don't know. So what good is it? A man comes, he's going to give the get to the wife, so the Rabbanim here will say if he's really the shliach lo'ilacha, you're allowed to remarry. So what kind of, they have to ascertain first that he's a shliach lo'ilacha. How do you ascertain? That's what Taisa says. Eidei Chasima has to be Mucho Mitoch. Eidei Chasima serve as Shtaraya. So not only will it serve later as a Shtaraya, that she was Nizgarshik Kedas Vekaloch, right now it serves as a Shtaraya that I am the Shliach Lo'eloch.
Rashi were afraid that someone would find a get with Shishmo Kishmo Shema Kishma, and then he would take it and regard as some.
His wife.
His wife?
His wife.
So
my.
How come the Gemara says, Mishum Da'ate Bal Bala? Well, the Gemara says that the husband brings the get. So the Gemara says, the candy will not
you could have found a get just from Mishmor Shema Kishma. The husband, if you bring the get with me still, he found a get which is from Mishmor Shema Kishma, and the guy's wife. So how is it the Gemara? The Gemara says that.
Why does the Gemara say that? One.
According to Rashi, it
can still be Mar.
Yeah. So, do we believe it?
I don't know. Means it's far fetched. Very far fetched. So, what should even be worried about? I don't know. Don't know. Fine.
Why don't we write?
Yeah. There's Rav Soloveitchik once said, he said if he would have chutzpah, he would introduce last names in the get also. He did introduce last names in the ksuvah. Moshe Feinstein also writes he should have last names in the ksuvah. He said if he would have chutzpah, he would introduce in the get. Where there's a thesis later, the Gemara says, Kasa v'chanichasa v'chanichasa. Is that? So Tosis says it goes on family names. Forgot. So Tosis on the Lamed Beis. Ooh, I forgot where it is. I don't know. The mini clearly what? Bizman Agemara. Bizman Balei Tosis, they have family names. Tosis gives, I forgot already. Tosis gives Mishalom a family names. Like Tuvelim, Rav Yosef Tuvelim, that was a family name. Tosis writes Ibn Ezra, I think, as a family name. Because Rabbi Natan used to correspond in poetry with the Ibn Ezra. So Tosis writes like the name Ibn Ezra, so Lechatchili, you don't write it in the get. So we follow that Tosis, I forgot where it is. Somewhere at an Amid base. Where? Pezayin Amid base. Oh, thank you. On the Mishnah. So where's the Tosis? Chasam chanichasa v'chanichasa kosher. There's kosher b'diyevet, but l'chatchila not. There used to be a Tosis there. I thought there was a Tosis. I had a dream that there was a Tosis on Pei Zayin on the base that gave that as an example, Ibn Ezra. That only b'diyevet, but l'chatchila you don't write family names. But it's a pella, why we don't? It's better than writing all the nicknames and everything. I don't know. That's in Shulchan Aruch. It says that we don't write family.
Are we really
chushish
that Rashi? Are we really
chushish
that that's what happened? Or chushish that the Baal's going to be Ma'ar? That's what happened, since it's possible that that happened.
Could be. It's not that we're really chushish that it happened, just chushish that
the
Baal
is. It's not really going to happen. It's just since the Baal has such a time to be Ma'ar, so we have to know about it somehow, so we have to find out.
Okay. Put it like that. Okay. Then the Gemara asked the Kasha on the top line. Hi, Kulahu. What do you mean, Shumi Guna Kila Birabban? Hey, Mom, hey, Mom. Min HaTorah, we follow Rov, and even according to Ramech Hashin Lemiuta. There's Miuta and Miuta, you don't have to worry about it. So, Mikra Adin, we know, with our eyes closed, we know that the get was written in Shema. It's only Miuta and Miuta that's going to happen. But Midi Rabbanon, they said we should be concerned about it. Shumi Guna Kila Birabban. On the level of the Rabbanon, we really should have required two Eidim to ascertain that it was written in Shema. So we don't, because Hey Mom or Hey Mom. That's the Gemara, yeah. Oh, the Tosis. Oh. Peches Amar Aleph.
It's a Shaya for Hey Zayin in the bed.
Oh, they don't write Ibn Ezra. I thought they gave an example of Ibn Ezra. See, I remembered everything wrong. I remember there was an Amud Beis, and I remembered Ibn Ezra. What? Tainus, Daf Chaf Amud Beis. There it says what? And they say it on this Mishnah. They say it in explaining this Mishnah. Chanichasa v'chanichasa. So the Tosis does exist. Okay. Where is it? Chaf Amud Beis. Just the Masechta off. Okay. Okay. Like Rabbi Beryl Wine says, all of his stories are true. Some of them didn't happen yet. But all of his stories are true. Every Tosfos that I say exists, it may not be in this Masechta, but it exists somewhere. Yeah, so what does the Gemara say? Mishum Megon Akila Berabbanon. They were mekel that, hey, mom, hey, mom, it's enough, hey, nechoy. Fei Gemara Kashe, hi, kula hu, chumru hu. What do you mean? Are we doing the girl a favor? Are we doing the wife a favor by relying on the kiyum of the shaliach lahilacha? Aren't we causing her problems? The imatz v'chisle trey. If we would have required a kiyama, if we would have required, not a kiyama, if we would have required a birur al yidei shnei edim that the get was written the shema, then there wouldn't be any problem later. Lo yasi bal me'ar pasalei. Abachad, if you only have, you relying on a kiyam of the shliach la'ilocha, asi bal me'ar er u'pasalei. What's going to be later? The Baal will come and it'll be ma'arin and say the get was written shalal the shema, so he'll be an eman to pasal. Everything, you don't have to worry about that. It's not going to happen. Came down on Marviv, Nekama Nosna Lo. So the Gemara said, Mekar Medik Daik, Losna Lo Rui Nafshik. Fine. So the Gemara said, you don't have to worry about that. So what is the problem exactly? What is the problem? If the husband, what does the Gemara say? If the husband comes, shows up later, Shlich Lailocha establishes that he's a Shlich Lailocha, however, either because Eidi Chasima, because Ashtar Hashor, whatever the story is, he establishes, he gives the get, the woman waits her 92 days and she remarries, and she already has grandchildren from the second husband, then the first husband shows up 60 years later, and he says, the get that you got remarried with was written Shalal Shmo. So we're going to believe him? We're going to say that the get was no good and all the children and the grandchildren, they're all mamzer. Asi bal me'ar apostle. What kind of a din is that? What kind of a halacha is that? That the husband has not manas to declare that the get was written shaloi l'shma? What kind of a din is that? So Tosfos has two pshat. Chad, the Tosfos on Gimel Amud Aleph, Chad, Asi bal me'ar apostle. Yesh lefareish. One interpretation is, Tosfos starts off like that. This is given. On the level of the Raisa, there ain't no such thing. It doesn't exist. The Baal is going to come and he's going to say the get was written Shalal Shema, meaningless. Why is it meaningless? Let's say the Malba comes to the Loiva and he says, you owe me $1 million, here's a shtar. The Loiva says, it's Mezuyev. So in our Torah, we ignore the Loiva when he says Mezuyev. It's only a Chumra Midrabanan that the Mishnayis record and the second Perek in Ksub is that you need the Kiyum Ashtar. That's Reish Lakish's Mermer. The Gemara quotes it later on in his Daf. Eidim Achsim Al Ashtar. Nasa Kimisha Nechkara Eidusan Ebezen. And the Gemara quotes it in the context of Kiyum Ashtar. Kiyum Ashtar is only the Rabbanan. The Gemara has a lot of Kulas. In Mishnayis and in Gemara's and Bava Basra, the Gemara has Kulas on top of Kulas. And Kiyum Ashtar is because Kiyum Ashtar is only the Rabbanan. Why is Kiyum Ashtar is only the Rabbanan? Because the Reish Lakish is Mermer. Dama Reish Lakish. Eidim Achsim Al Ashtar. We assume Mistama Hakol Behech Shanasa. That's what he says. Mistama Hakol Behech Shanasa. We assume, let's say, the Shtar Halvoa says that the Loiva owes money to the Malva. And then the Loiva says, I wasn't even bar mitzvah at the time that I borrowed the money. The Rambam says, Kotn Shalova is Chayv L'Shalom L'Ksheyagdal. Let's say, a different case. Let's say, it says that he sold the karka. So Reuben sold the karka to Shimon. And then, so Shimon has the karka and he has the shtar. He says, the shtar says that it's mine. And then Reuben comes later on and he says, I wasn't even bar mitzvah at the time. So if you dig up his birth certificate, you look at the date, and you see that the kid wasn't bar mitzvah, so taka, you pass up the shtar mechira. It wasn't bar mitzvah, cotton can't sell real estate. Well, let's say we don't know exactly. Then they don't keep any records. They don't keep any birth certificates. You don't know. So he's not them at the time that he wasn't bar mitzvah. The Gemara says in Ksuvis, Chazake ein adam chas mal ashtar, elke nasa begodl. The Edom would only sign if the moicha was bar mitzvah. If the moicha was not bar mitzvah, they wouldn't sign a shtar. Why? That's what Tosfos says. Mistama hakol behech shenasa. That's the Tosfos on Dal Adam and Aleph. You always assume that everything that probably was so took place accordingly. So here also Rashi writes, Nasi kibishin nechrei dusim and bezin. Rashi writes on Gimel Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the top, the lochatzi finish lizu yufei. Rove people would not be mezayif ishtar. So since ruba de ruba people would not forge ishtar, So we say a shtar is made on itself, that it's kosher, that it's not mezuyif. So here also, Ruba the Ruba of the people write a get to Shema, so the get is made on itself that the get was written l'shma. If it was written shelo l'shma, it's not going to be kosher. Just like a shtar is made on itself, that nasa begodl, that the moichel was bar mitzvah. So the same over here, a get is made on itself that was written l'shma. So what do you mean? Osi bala miyara posale. The husband's going to come. The shliach, before they made a takana de rabbanon, that the shliach should say b'fan anechta. So the shliach just comes and he gives the get. Then one fine day they make a takana. So before they made the takana requiring b'fan anechta, what would the din be if the baal comes a year later and he says the get was written shalom l'shma? So we would believe him. Why shouldn't you believe him? That's the din of Reish Lakish, that on the level of the raisa, nasa kemisha nechgrei dusim lebezn. A shtar is made that mistama hakol behechshan nasa. So Tosis assumes that this whole Gemara, Osi Baal Meyar Apostle, is only on the level of the Rabbanah. And then Tosis has two pshatim, whether it's even on the level of the Rabbanah or Glat Gehakta Chayni. So the first opinion in Tosis, Yesh Lefaresh, you could interpret the Apostle Mamish. He will, the husband will say the get was written Shalom Shema, so he'll pasul a get mid the Rabbanah. Even though al pidin nikar adin, the husband has no nemonis whatsoever. Why should he have nemonis? Like the loiva says, the shtar is mezuyif. The loiva has no, on the level of the raisa, the loiva has no nemonis. So why should the husband have nemonis to pass loviyah? No, since the husband is going to tumul, he's going to make a whole tumul, and the wife remarried, has children and grandchildren, so it's going to be moitzi laz on the second marriage. That she's living in sin with the second husband, and the children are mamzerim, and the grandchildren are mamzerim. Some of the rabbanon will be concerned. Maybe we'll pasul the get mid the rabbanon. We'll believe the baal mid the rabbanon because it's going to be a lot. Then Tosis says, but it could well be that that's not even what the Gemara meant. Miwein and irulim the farish came. You have it. 2/3 of the way down in Tosis. Miwein and irulim the farish came, like they said on the top line. What are you talking about? The get is made on itself that it's kosher, that it was written l'shma. So why should they make even a chumra mid the rabbanon that the baal should be believed to the baal should be neman mid the rabbanon to pasul, like we wrote on the first line in Tosis. So the first pasul imamish mid the rabbanon. So the nir l'rein, that doesn't mean that. So what does it mean? Nir l'farsh, the last two lines. We don't listen to the Baal, but he's going to make us think. He's going to start making a whole fuss. He's going to scream. He's going to put it in a newspaper. He's going to start sending out letters to everybody. He's going to be moitzi la, so we ought to protect. Not that Alpi Halacha has any tokef, has no meaning whatsoever. Mikra Adin has nothing, not Minatur, not Midrabanan. But we should protect the women, that we shouldn't even have such a thing come about. So Tosis has two pshatim. On the level of the Raisa, Asi Baal Miyara, we just ignore him. On the level of the Rabbanan, so the first day in Tosis is, because there'll be a laz, there'll be a haitzos laz, so we declare mid the Rabbanan, the Baal should has the ability to pass al get mid the Rabbanan. The Einanir Liri thinks, nah, just means Asi Baal Miyara, the Baal will postulate, the Baal will claim that it's possible. But not that he'll really passel it. He won't passel it at all. But the former wife will have an uncomfortable feeling. So why should we allow such a thing to come about? So the Gemara says, don't worry, it's not going to happen. Since b'fnei kama nosna lo b'fnei bezden, so mikor medik daik, and don't worry about it. These are the two pshatim that Tosis has. But Tosis, on the level of the Raisa, Tosis holds that it's inconceivable to say that the Baal should come. He should be able to passel the get. Mikir adin, the Baal should be believed. Mehechatesa, why in the world should he be believed? There is no such din. So you look in the Rambam understands the Gemara. Asi Baal Meyara, Pasalei Minatayra. Unbelievable. The Rambam writes, the husband comes later on, and he says if the get is mezuyah, if the husband is believed, he says the get is written, Shalom Lishma. So he passes the get Minatayra. So that's what the Lecha Mishnah says. According to the Rambam, the Lecha Mishnah has 20 kashas. He says one after the other, after the other. It says, according to the Rambam, we don't know how to read anything in the Gemara. We don't know what's going on here. Tell it.
The
Rambam sounds.
Yeah.
So what does it accomplish? The Fanelta was only good with the Rabbanan. So what does it help me? Midirabbanan, yesh kach b'yad chacham lakadov min atar b'kul b'yadzei. On the level of their eyes, if the husband comes and he'll declare the get was no good, so the get will be pasul min atar. So the Rabbanon will say, let the shliach say b'fanei nechta, which is meaningless on the level of their eyes, and it echad on dov shebi'ervo. But that will solve the problem. How will that solve the problem? How does that solve it? If it's a problem, if you're worried about a real problem, their eyes, how does the b'fanei nechta the Rabbanon solve a problem their eyes? That's what the Lacha Mishnah says. He says he doesn't understand how in the world the Rambam avledas Rabbeinu mafarshim tzarachiyun. How does the Rambam reading mavid? That's what the Rambam says in Perik Zayin Alacha Beis. Let's say a shliach lahilocha in Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah says the shliach lahilocha doesn't have to say any b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no problem. If the shliach lahilocha gives the get in Eretz Yisrael, the woman remarries, everything is fine, and then the husband comes along and he's ma'arav yama logei rashtiyam yolam and get his mezuyev. So he says you have to make a kiyum on the level of the rice. Even going this kaim, but if you don't make a kiyum, Teitzei b'havlad mamzer. So the Magen Mishnah says, mashma from the simple reading of the Rambam, havlad mamzer min ha-Torah. Havlad mamzer gomer min ha-Torah. That the Baal has no monos. What kind of a din is that? That the Baal has no monos. So that's what Tzapeladika Rambam. So Rav Baruch Be'er is so crazy about Rav Chaim. So after Rav Chaim passed away, so he was crazy about Rav Alvala, the Rebbe's son. He was crazy about Rav Soloveitchik also, the Rebbe's Enikol. So he goes wild about Rav Alvala. So he has an essay for, he quotes, he heard from the Rebbe's son, from Rav Alvala Soloveitchik, that it's a special din, and Rav Alvala has it in the safe on the Rambam. And Hilchas Gerishon, he only has one essay. And it's on this Gemara, he has a whole interpretation, line by line, of this Gemara. He says, what kind of a din is this? That the Baal has no manas to say that the get is mezuyah for the get of Shalot Hashma. What kind of a din is this? What is Nemanas Baldim et Tainosai? He's not a Baldin. Nemanas Baldim et Tainosai is indeed a mominus. This is not Dini mominus. It can't be a halacha Baldin. But it's a Baldover. The husband over here is a Baldover. The two different things is a Baldin and a Baldover. Let's say, Eidim who are craving apostle Eidim. What are the Eidim craving to whom? Edom are always related to somebody. The Edom are only possible if they're krovim to each other. The two Edom are krovim to each other. Or if they're krovim to the Baldover. Then after, in Dini Mamanus, you have a Baldin.
Like
in
huh?
Oh, so that's what Avelvela, has, and that's where Rav Baruch Be'er quotes, where Avelvela gets so excited. That the Mamanus that the husband has to say the get is written Shalor the Shema. The get was never authorized in Gansa Mezuyah. He said it's not an emanus of a baldin. He says Sinishkin din Torah that there should be an emanus baldin mitainosa. And it's not a din that Baldova has an emanus. Baldova is a concept. Let's say you're deciding whether a person is chayv misa or malchus. Did he really mechal Shabbos? Did he really eat kazer or not? Does he? You can't say he's a baldin. He's not a baldin. He's a Baldova. So Edom hakrayv to the Baldova. Apostle is a Baldova. So what are you going to say? There's an emanus for a Baldover? There's no such thing. But a man, we're discussing whether he's Chai Malkus or Misa, so two witnesses testified that he didn't have air. So he's going to have the emanus to say he didn't do the Aver. There's no such thing that the sometimes a Baldin, indeed a Mamanus, has the emanus. A Baldover doesn't have the emanus. So what's over here? There's the Baldover over here. So he says, no, it's a new concept, Balashtar. The Balashtar has the emanus on the level of the Raisa to say that it's not so. That the get was written Shalor Lishmo, the get is Mezuyev. Ashveradin. The Rambam understood that that's what the Gemara said. Osi Baldin, has the Gemara say, Osi Balam Ara, Upasalei. So Tosis had two Shotim, Yesh in the Farish Pasalei Medir Rabbanan, and the second shot, but nah, not Pasalei. He'll say it was Pasal. The Baal will claim that it's Pasal. We won't believe the Baal, but he'll make us think, he'll make such alas, it will be an embarrassment for the woman, so we should do something to spare her this embarrassment. So that's when the Gemara says, okay, don't worry about it, we'll take care of it. The shliach will be made a dayik, and there's nothing to be concerned about. But the Rambam read the Gemara literally. Asi bala miyara or pasale. The Baal has no manas manatorah to say that to get this pasal. So new din, that since he's the Baal Ashtar, I don't know what Rav Baruch Be'er got so excited about. The Rebbe's son said that that's the pshat. Neire yor shlita. That's what he writes. Neire yor shlita. That it's a special mamonis of the Baal Ashtar. Hashver Adim, we don't know what it is. Okay, he just defined what it is. That's what he talks about the Rashi. Why does Rashi say? Rashi says on the third line from the top. Ukichad lebahadichad. What does Rashi say? What the nemanis of the husband to say that the get is puzzle is just like a plain eid echod. So Rav Avila says he refers it to the Gemara and Tesam and Aleph right before the Mishnah. The Mishnah concludes if you get the get was given in Eretz Yisrael, so you don't have to say b'fananechem. But if Yesh olavayirim, yiskayim b'chaysamah. So how do you translate Yesh olavayirim? Irakama. How many people are going to be ma'ara? Ilayim iradechad. If it means that one person tain is that the get was puzzle, break the Gemara, we should ignore it. Pam Rabbi Yochanan Dibra Hakolay Nira Pachas Mishnah. Ela must be Eritrei. The get was given by Shlich Lahaloche from Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael. Shlich Lahaloche gave a get. And two people come and they're ma'arer that the get is a forgery. The get is Shalod Shema, the get is Mezuyah, whatever. So it's no good. Two people on their monim is no good. So then what does it say? It's Kaim B'chaisamav. So how does the Gemara say, how does the Kiyam HaChaisim itself? It's Trey Lebahadi Trey. Trey Trey Ninu. My Chaz Tam Chalim Smar Chani. If Ira Dechad, it's a Dovah Shabi Yerva. So Chad, Eid Echad doesn't even make a Leidus HaSafi. So if it's only Eid Echad says that the get is Shalod Shema, the get is Mezuyah, if you just ignore it. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Diber hakolay nira pachas mishnah." If it's zero of two kosher eidim, so what is the hope later? If it'll be iskayim b'chasam, it'll be trey. Moses says, "No, ela ira de baal." What do you mean ira de baal? Even though the din is that ira de chad, we ignore, but ira de baal is not called ira de chad. Ira de baal, the baal has mona monas than eidecha. So that's what the Rashi is problematic. Why does Rashi say? Why is it ukichad lebahadichad? It's worse than that. If the baal is gonna be ma'ara later to say that it's possible, so the baal has more nemanis than stamachad. Stamachad is ein yirav pachas mishnayim, and the baal has some kind of special nemanis. So that's Rav Avila works on that Rashi. Why does Rashi say ukichad lebahadichad? He has a whole explanation, complicated explanation, and he fits it into the Gemara like that. The Rashi is difficult. Based on the Gemara, Daf Tes Amanah, the Rashi is problematic. Why do you say it's only Chad B'Harichad? It should be worse than that. Chad B'Harichad, you don't know who's is equal. Here it's not equal. The Baal has more monas than a Chad. That's Beferish. So it should be worse than Chad B'Harichad. Those are the three ways to read the Gemara. But the Gemara says we're concerned osi baal ma'arer upasalei. Doesn't mean the baal will be neman midirabbanan to pasal again because of the concern of laws. Well, no, the baal is not neman. The baal will claim that the get is pasal, and it'll be uncomfortable for the woman. So shouldn't we make a takona to prevent this uncomfortable situation from happening? And the Rambam learns, no, osi baal mi'ara pasale on the level of the raisip. Sanu nemonis, the baal ashtar is neman to deny that he wrote the shtar. Even though the need for kim shtar is only with the Rabbanon, that's only if the person doesn't tie the mezuzah. So all the Gemaras, what do you mean? What does the Rambam do with the Gemaras in Ksubas? The Malba comes to the Lover and says, I lent you $100,000, here's the shtar. So the Lover says it's mezuzah. So the Gemara says kim shtar is only with the Rabbanon. So according to the Rambam. Why is Kim Shtar something about Bonham? He wrote the Shtar. The Shtar says that the Leiba authorized the writing of the Shtar. So why doesn't he have the Nemanis of the Baal Ashtar? This new Nemanis, Asi Baal Mi'ar Apostle, why doesn't he have the Nemanis to say that it's Mezuyev on the level of the Raisa? Why does she need Kim Ashtar Min Atero? It's all the Kashis the Lecha Mishnah is. So Rambam is a Peledik and Rambam. Very Shtere Rambam. Against all the Gemara, that's what the Lachem Mishnah is, against all the Gemara. So what did the Gemara answer over here? Gave in the Amamar, on the fourth line from the top. Gave in the Amamar. The din is when the Shliach Lailocha gives the Havodah status of Bifanei Nechtam, Bifanei Nechtam, that's to say Bifnei Bezin. That's the Gemara later on our family base. Usually when you have an Erech Nelem Bisurim, Erech Nelem Bisurim does not have to say Bifnei Bezin. But let's say you have an Erech with Machai Beshvua. Shua said that you have to have an Erechot kosher and he has to testify in front of the desert. So here also, even though it's Erechot, even Noshim, and even Kroivim, and even the Baldor, everybody's Neman over here, but still, the Gemara says this is considered a Haggadah Seder. So when he says, Befaranecht, Faranechtam, he has to testify in the presence of the Bezin of three. Just a Machlaikis in the Gemara, since the whole need for Befaranechtam is only with the Rabbanon. So we have a klal that with respect to Din of the Rabbanon shall aid Nasa Dayan. So maybe one opinion in Gemara, Bifnei Kama Nosna Lo. What's the machlekes Bifnei Kama Nosna Lo? When the Shliach Lailocha gives the get to the Ish and he has to say Bifanan Echta, if it's an Eretz Yisrael and he doesn't say Bifanan Echta, you don't have to have Bifnei Kama Nosna Lo. You don't have to have, no one says you have to have a Bezna of three. There's no requirement. That's how we assume Shulchan. There's no din that you have to give the get in the presence of a bez. That's what the Ramban has a loshen aman adav pevav. He's arguing with the Tosfos. Tosfos later writes on the Avdala and Menalef Mistama Hakol Behech Shenasa. Whenever the woman has a get, so the get serves as a and the get has erich hasima and it's muchach mitoicha. So the get serves as a shtar raya that she was nizgarsha kedin, that it wasn't klokitat malgabi karka, that there were eidim mesira. As Tyson says, how do you know that all this happened? But the get was signed in Eretz Yisrael and it was delivered in New York. So those Edom who signed it, they don't know that there was a Nesina Kedin. They don't know that there were Edom in Syria watching when the get was given over. So Tyson said, that's okay, Mistama HaKol Be'ech Shanas. So Mistama HaKol Be'ech Shanas means whenever the Ruba Delei Sikamon is, that's what probably happened. So all of this is included in the Haggadah Seder of the Shtar. The shtar is made in the stamma called the Echshanasa. So the Ramban asks on that Pevav, Otu, he quotes the Loshana Gemara from Bab Vasar, Otu called the Megarish, but they need a Megarish. Everyone who divorces his wife divorces in the presence of a Bezin? No, there's no need. You need the Gemara. There's no need to get divorced in the presence of a Bezin. The only time you need a Bezin is when the Shliach has to testify before an Echta. So for the Haggadah Seder, you need Kabbalah Seder with a Bezin. It's not that the Mesiris Haget needs a Bezin. We today, we have a chumrah that the get should always be given in the presence of a bezdin. That's why the get should always be bayom, because he can't convene a bezdin balayla. So that's a chumrah that says in Shulchan Aruch. That's a chumrah from the Or Zeruah. And the Or Zeruah says it based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, the later Amorai made a takan mishayin edeh betiv gitni kiddushin lo yehela esik imoyim. So Rashi writes later in Gitin that because of that takana, so they used to have a special dayan hamamuna ala gitin. Here, the Rashi on the bottom of Hamid Beis. Five lines from the bottom. There was a mamuna on gitin. There was a dayan, his job was to be masadi gitin. So Rashi says, but what is that all about? The rabbi is masadi gitin. He says, no, you have to have a special expert. The kai malon, shein adeb tib gitin gedushin lai hei lai sigamayin. So there used to be mamana, they used to appoint a gavar rabbi la ruy hechenavit. They used to appoint a special masadi gitin. That's what they have in Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezra. There used to be a special smicha for Siddi Gittin, for Siddi Kiddushin. They used to have a special smicha for Siddi Kiddushin. There was smicha on Yoridea, that the person knows the Hilchas Basa B'cholo, and Arubis, and Shchita, and Malicha. In Europe, the Rabbanim had to know Chel Galf Yoridea. The Shilas came up all the time. In America, you only have to know Hilchas Shchita and Treifis if you work in a slaughterhouse, where the Shchita and Treifis never comes up by the Balabatim. But you have to know Bas v'cholav and tarubis, malicha also. My mother used to salt the meat. Today, none of the people ever see the mother salting meat. The people don't even know that such a thing exists. You have to salt meat. Those shadows don't come up. So Rashi says, so in Shulchan Aruch it says, they used to have plain smicha was v'chelek aleph yeredei. And then one who would be a mesada kiddushin and have a special smicha that is right to be mesada kiddushin. And then the one who is memunah to be mesada gittin, I'd have a special smich that is right to be in the Sarigit, and one who does Dini Torah. I'd have a yodin that is Roy, he knows Choshe Mishma. So that's what the Or Zeruah says, that after they made this takon, this was in the days of the late Amorai, Mishene David, Tiv Git, Migidushin, Lo yehela isik imayim. That's the bottom Rashi and Hamid Bey. So then they made this new takana that you always need a bezdin whenever you give a get. Even the husband gives the get directly. But bizman ha'amarayim, bizman ha'gemara, till the days of the late Amram, that takana didn't exist. So the discussion over here, b'fnei kama nosna lo, that's only when the shlich la'ilocha is giving the get, and he has to say immediately before giving the get, he has to say before an echtav. So that's a hagadah say this, even though he's posel, even though he's eid echad, and he's an isha and a korev in the baldover, still, that's considered a hagadah say this, and he has to say b'fnei bezna. So the Gemara says, you should really say b'fnei shloisha, because the bezna is always shloisha. So why is there one opinion b'fnei shnayim? Who ever heard of a bezna shnayim? So the answer is no. Shaliach nasa. The answer is that eid nasa dayim. On the level of the raisa, when you need eidus min ha-Torah, so you cannot have the person serve as an aid and turn around and serve as a dayim. But since the whole need for b'fanenechtem is only b'derabbanon, so here the Gemara says we could be mekel and say b'derabbanon eid nasa dayim. So why does the other one hold not so? Why does the other shita hold that b'fnei shloisha? Everybody agrees that by din derabbanan we paskin that eid nasa dayim. So the Gemara says we shouldn't allow b'fnei shnayim. We shouldn't allow that eid nasa dayim because zimnin demaisi lo isha. Sometimes a korev will bring the get. Sometimes an isha will bring the get. So true, we allow the shliach la'ilocha to be an isha and a korev in the baldova herself. But we don't allow a member of the Bezdin of three to be the Isha or Baldova or the Korev, or the Baldova herself. So since sometimes the Shliach will not be right to be mitzdarf to a Bezdin, so that's why the other opinion says that maybe the Takan you should always give b'fnei shloisha. You shouldn't allow Eid Nasadayin over here because you may make a mistake. You may sometimes allow Eid Nasadayin even in a case where the Eid is possible to serve as a Dayin. If he's a possible Eid, that's how the Gemara explains on that family base. So that's what the Gemara says. Since we require that b'fanei nechtav should be the Haggadah Seder, so b'fanei nechtav should be said b'fnei bezdin shal shloisha samikor medik dayik. So the shlich will be very careful that he shouldn't get in trouble. He should know what he's talking about. So the Gemara says, so it's not going to happen. Don't worry. It's not going to happen. The husband is not going to tumma later on to say that the get was written shalom l'shma. You don't have to worry about that. It's just not going to happen. That's an interesting discussion. How much of a bezin do you need for Kabbalah Seidus in general? Here the Gemara says you need a bezin of three for the Kabbalah Seidus of a fananechta of a fananechta. So let's say Kabbalah Seidus of the case of Dina Nefashis. How much do you need? So that's a machlekes. The Rav Sadia Goyen and his Biur al HaTorah and the Ramban. The Ramban al HaTorah quotes Rav Sadia Goyen wrote an Arabic translation. So he interprets the pasuk in last week said, "B'fnei shnayim edim o b'fnei shloisha edim yumas ameis lo yumas al pi eid achot." So the Mishnah poses the question in the end of the first parak of Makkos. Simis kayem so edim b'shnayim. Lamapart Macha Kosa Bishloisha. Two are good, but three are certainly good. So Mishnah gives different explanations why Hikisha Kosa Bishloisha Lishnayim, why the Pasik singles out Shloisha. Let it say Shnayim and it's good enough. Rav Sadia Goyen gives his own answer. We don't exactly know how it fits in with the Pasik. He says, Al Pishnayim Eidim and Shloisha Dayonim. You need two Eidim. And you need three dayanim to be mekabel the edus of the two edim in a case of din nefashim. You need 23 dayanim to judge the case. But you don't need that all 23 dayanim should be mekabel the edus. Kabbalah's edus of din nefashim is good enough with a bezna of shloisha. Kabbalah's edus is always good with shloisha. You don't need 23. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban al Chumash says that he thinks that it's not true. Then it's a gemara in the end of the first parak in Sanhedrin. So Rashi learns like Rav Sadiga. Rashi learns the gemara. The Gemara talks about how many members of the Bezin have to know all the languages. What are you going to do if the Eidim come and they don't speak English and they don't speak Yiddish and they don't speak Hebrew? So how are the Dayanim going to understand the... You can't have a Meturgamon. Kabbalah says this has to be Mipihem. V'lo Mipihem Meturgamon. So Rashi learns on the Gemara that three of the 23 members of the Sanhedrin have to know all the languages to be able to be Mekabaladis. You don't need all 23 to understand all the languages. Kabbalah Seder of Nefesh is good enough with three. That's like Rav Sadia Goyen. And there the Ran, Chidush HaRan, quotes All the other Mishnayim would disagree. They thought like the Ramban al Atar that you need 23. They don't know exactly how the Rav Sadi go and read the pasuk is al Pishnayim made him al Pishlosha Eidim. How do you say Shnayim made him Shlosha Dayon? How do we translate the words of the pasuk? We don't understand it. But he had a different reading in the Chumash. It's been says in all the editions. Al Pishnayim made him al Pishlosha Eidim. Yom Sam, it doesn't be Shlosha Shlosha. So Shlosha Eidim. Yom Sam. That's what he holds. So the Rav Sadi Gaon holds that that's halacha. Kabbalah Seydis is needs a bezna of three. Ramban says no. Kabbalah Seydis is a function of the psak. However many dayanim you need for the psak, that's what you need for the Kabbalah Seydis. And Mammon is where it's enough a bezna of three. So you can have Kabbalah Seydis with three. And the first is you need a bezna of 23. I need Kabbalah Seydis of 23. There are different opinions in Rishonim. What if it's a case of Navi Asheker? Donim is Hamelech, and you need Ayin Aleph, the Bezna of 71. So do you need Kabbalah Seydis of all 71? Like the simple reading of the Ramban, the Kabbalah Seydis is always a function of the Bezna who's going to Paskin. So however big a Bezna you need to Paskin, that's how large a Bezna you need for the Kabbalah Seydis. Or would the Ramban be Moide that over there it's enough for the Bezna of 23? So we shouldn't even talk about it. Some Tesis is monotonous. The Tesis has one opinion that Kabbalah Seydis of Ein Donimus HaShevet, Ein Donimus HaMelech, Alfi Bezna Shel Shem Yechad. You need Kabbalah Seydis will require Shem Yechad. So that's a Shaila. What if it's a case, let's say, of a Dini Momenis case? Let's say Heter Aguna. Heter Aguna Shaila. After the war, there were tens of thousands of Agunas. So how big a Bezna do you need to be Matiman Aguna? Strictly speaking, one person can be Matiman Aguna by himself. He never did like that. They always, the minig always was throughout all the generation. Whenever they had the raguna, they would always send it to another couple of rabbanim. But they didn't constitute a bezin. They would send it in the mail. They weren't sitting together. They would send their psak to another two rabbanim to see if they'd be masking with them, just to make sure that they're not making a mistake. But strictly speaking, heteragunas, for the psak of heteragunas, you don't need a bezin of shloisha. Tamachachim can paskin on his own. So how much of, let's say, when you mekabel edus for the aguna, when they tell you the whole story, whatever information they know, so do you need a bezden of three to be mekabel edus? And they say no. The rabbi is going to paskin on the case. The kabbalah edus is a function of paskining. So that's a long tshuva printed in Eben Ezra on the side of the page. In the Gemara we have Rashi on the inside and Tosis on the outside. So when you learn Eben Ezra, you have the chelkas mechokik is on the inside. And the Beis Shmuel is on the outside. So they're both commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch. So the Chelkas Mechoikik and Simen Yud Zayin. Simen Yud Zayin is the Simen about Heter Agunis. The longest Simen in all of Shulchan Aruch. Because it reflects the history of the Jewish people throughout all the years of Golos. There were always people who were murdered. And then they found the dead body, so they had to ascertain whether the woman was allowed to remarry or not. So they have all the gory details of all the descriptions of all the different situations. So there's a tshuva in the Chelkas Mechoikek. It's very unusual. I don't know, maybe it's the only case. I don't remember. It has a long tshuva in the middle of the Chelkas. Instead of just writing commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, it has a long tshuva about this topic. Is there a din that Kabbalah Seydis of Heter Agunas needs a bezna of three? That's halacha. Kabbalah Seydis always needs three. And they say, no. Kabbalah Seydis is the function of the bezna who's going to paskin. If it's a case that needs Ayin Aleph, so Kabbalah Seydis needs Ayin Aleph. If it's a case of Dinah Nefashis that needs Chav Gimel, so Kabbalah Seydis Chav Gimel. It's a case of Dinah Mominis that needs three, so three. And it's a case of Heter Agunis, so one would be good. So that's a Shaila. So Lamai said, we're Machmer, we always require three for Kabbalah Seydis of Agunis.
According to the Ramban, if you had to add on maybe 25 or so, would you have to
do the Kabbalah Seydis over again? No, I don't think so. No. Since in abstract, the case should have been able to be taken care of with 23, so that's enough. 23 is enough. I don't think you'd have to do it over. Yeah.
What happens if three people are done in the Fasher case?
What happens if
three people are done in the Fasher case?
Three people are done in the Fasher?
Yeah.
Has no validity whatsoever? It's nothing with nothing. You have to have 23. Even with the Eved, it's no good.
Yeah, it's no good?
No. You learn that from Pesukim, that you need a Bezna of 23. Yeah, we don't even call it Bezna, we call it Sanhedrin Tana. A Bezna is three. Three is called a Bezna for Mammonis. For Nefashim, we call it Sanhedrin Tana. Sanhedrin Yerushalayim, the Kamta Valisa, that's Sanhedrin Gedolah. No, even by the other is not.
Kiddush HaKodesh we accept is with three, but we need a basin to be Kiddush HaKodesh.
Right, so the Bezna is three?
Bezna and Kiddush is only three?
Three?
It's the Rosh Basin.
The Rosh Bezdin has to agree to the Kiddush HaKodesh, but the Bezdin for Kiddush HaKodesh is three. So the three people can be Mekapaliatis, because three people could be done on the Kiddush HaKodesh, yeah. So this Gemara that requires, the Gemara requires over here, Kabbalah say this Bifnei Shlosha. They both said that Bifnei Kama Nasna, they both say the same thing. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Chanina had a machlokes, but basically they both say the same thing. You need a Bezna of three for the Kabbalah Seders of Befananechta, Befananechta. They just argue, should I allow the Kula Bidder Rabbanon? That in a case there is, that we have a rule, Ein Eid Nasadai. In a case that's only the Rabbanon, we say, Eid Nasadai. So should we apply the rule, Eid Nasadai? Or should I say, no, Zim, in the Maisila, Isha, sometimes a Korah will bring the get, sometimes an Isha, sometimes the woman herself will bring the get. And in that case, they cannot be mitzvah for the Bezna of three. The Chachamim will make it that the Shlech Lahilacha doesn't have to be a kosher, an Eid Echad kosher. But the Bezna has to be kosher. So one opinion is that you should always require three. You should never rely on the Rabban and Eid Nasadayim because you may make a mistake. You may even be mitzvah the Eid to serve as a dime in a case where the Eid is postulated. But basically, they all say three. So that's an interesting question. Why did the Gemara think that you need three? How many people do you need to pass in a shayla and Hilchas Gimel? You don't need a dozen of three. A Tam Chacham, who knows? Yeah, the Gemara says Kim Shtaris need Shlosha. That is correct. Kim Shtaris need Shlosha. No, Rashi says that the Rabbanon Eid Nasadayim. So Rashi says, where is that? Well, Kaim Alon, we know, we have a din that with respect to din the Rabbanon Eid Nasadayim, where do you have a din? Where do you have such a din that's already accepted? So Rashi says, in the case of Kim Shtaris, the Gemara says, that Eid Nasadayim. According to Rava, the background of Bufananath Vanathan is Kim Shtaris. So Kim Ashtar Nishloisha. So that we know. Bufananathan is Kim Ashtar. But according to Rava, that Bufana Nechtav is not Kiyum Ashtar, unless the Gemara will say the Rabbi Isli the Rava. Okay? But so far the Gemara thought the Rabbi Isli the Rava. Rava doesn't offer Rabbi, Rabbi doesn't offer Rava. So according to Rabbi, that the need for Bufana Nechtav is not Betoris Kiyum Ashtar, it's Betoris to be Mevarer, that the get was written Lishma. So how many Rabbanim do you need to pass in a Shaila whether the get is good? One Rabbi is good enough. Like at the Rabbunus, one Rabbi is good enough. So shouldn't it be the same machlokes that the Chelkas Mechokek quoted? Okay, we're safe. We always require Bezna of three. Even by Heter Agunis, where a Chacham can paskin all by himself. So Baget also, even a Chacham who knows the dinim can paskin all by himself, but Kabbalah Seydis he can't do. Kabbalah Seydis has to be a Bezdin. And the Yachid is not, the Yachid is a Maru Harab, but it's not a Bezdin. Kabbalah Seydis needs Kabbalah Seydis Bifnei Bezdin. The only Eidus that does need Kabbalah Seydis Bezdin is Eid Echad Nevin Bisur. My wife tells me that the food is kosher, she doesn't have to put together, she gives me supper at night, it's nighttime. So we don't convene a bezin every time the Eid Echad, you go shopping in the butcher shop at night, so you don't convene a bezin when he says, Eid Echad Nevin Bisur, the Gemara says, it's good, chutz le bezin. That's why Eid Mipi Eid is good, but on Shabbos, in the end of Maaseh Shabbos, Eid Mipi Eid is good because Eid Echad Nevin Bisur is good even chutz le bezin. So there's no problem of chutz le bezin.
So why is the Chalkim even Emet Sad that Heter Arguna should be enough with one if that's not going to be Kabbalah Seydis with Bezdin?
I don't know. That's the Maskana is like our Gemara says, that you need three. Even though the Psak on the Get or the Psak on the Aguna could be issued by one Chacham, strictly speaking, you don't need three. The practice is they always would consult another two Rabbanon to make sure they're not making a mistake. But Al Pi Din, Mikra Adin, Heter Agunis is good with one, but the Gemara says that you still need Bezna three. Yeah. So this was the first explanation. We'll finish with half of the story. Rabbi says, because of Fishen became Lishma, that there's a miyuta, the miyuta, people in Chutz Lords who don't follow this requirement, it has to be written Lishma. And then Rabbi gave a different explanation. On the top line, not based on base, Rava says, if Shem Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaima, you want to have a Kiyam Ashtar. So the Gemara asked on Eisen Ekashen. Well, the Rava, the Yomah, had about six, 7 lines from the top of Gimel Amin Aleph. According to Rava Dalam, Shem Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaima, so what are you doing? You're making a Kiyam Ashtar. Kiyam Ashtar Minofim Mishnayis, that it has to be Shnei Eidim. Mishnayis and Gemara is all over the place. In Ksubis and Bolibasa, the Kiyam Ashtar, you need 2 Eidim. Breaking marvel, the boy trained me to have a kiyam ashtar. Every kiyam ashtar needs, two eidim. So the Gemara answered the same thing. Eidech and then misurim. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? First of all, it's not isurim, it's nobish of the erev. Secondly, it's keneged hachazaka. So it should really require shnei eidim for this kiyam ashtar. So the Gemara answers, don't tell me that the whole kiyam ashtar is only midirabbanon to begin with. All kiyam ashtar is only midirabbanon. And for the Gemara, Bidinu the Kim Shtar is Namalo the boy. Kim Ashtar, Mikar Adin the Raisa doesn't exist. Kid the Rishlok, Shtar, Rishlok, Shen, Maximal Ashtar. Now it's the Kim Shay Nach, Great Dus, and Bez, and only if the Kim Shtar is only with the Rabban, that's why you have so many coolers. The Kim Shtar is Hikilu, so here, Hey Mom of the Hemram, here they said, since the whole need for Kim Ashtar is only with the Rabban, so it's enough with Edech, Mishumiguna, Kila Berabban. Yeah, what kind of a halacha is that? The Kim Ashtar is only with the Rabbanon. So we pointed out the Rashi says, the Luchatze finish Lizayufe. That's the Rashi, about 10 lines from the top. What do you mean, Luchatze finish Lizayufe? That's the same as what Tosis writes on Dalar Amin Aleph and Dibra Mascha de Kaimalon. Whatever is probably the case, whatever probably happened, and the Balashtar is holding on to the Shtar. So when you have Tvisas Balashtar, the Shtar gives a Haggadah Seydis. And not only does the Shtar give a Haggadah Seydis, and what the Eidim were aware of at the time that they signed, the Shtar even testifies on other things as well. Mistama Hakol Be'achshanasa. That's what Tosis said later. It's even testifying, even includes Haggadah Seydis that there were Eidim Hasima, that there were Eidim Mesira. Even includes Haggadah Seydis that there wasn't a Tzibitech Magabi Karka. It's included in the Haggadah Seydis of the Shtar is that the get was written in Shema, and that the shtar is not mezuyev. Every shtar is made on itself that it's not mezuyev. So that's why the need for kiyam ashtar is only midirabbanan, because the probability is that it's not mezuyev to luchatze finish lezuyufi. Most people are not so chutzpedik that they would forge a shtar. So since that's probably the case, and the malba is holding on to the shtar, the balashtar holds on to the shtar, and he tainis that it's not mezuyev. So if you have tvisas balashtar, and he claims that Hakol Nase Behechsher, so then the Shtar is made Alatzma Hakol Nase Behechsher. That's all included in the Haggadah Seydis in the Shtar. There is in Choshe Mishpot, there is a Machloikis, where the Kiyam Shtar is ever Deraisa. Do you ever have any cases where Kiyam Shtar is Deraisa? So the, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Shach Paskins Aloch Lamaisa in the Simen about Kiyam Ashtar, where Simen Menvov, I think, yeah. Everything is Simen Menvov. Kiyam Ashtar is the Chayish Mishba Simen Menvov. So the Shach says the only time Kiyam Ashtar is only the Rabbanon is if it's a star that has Eidim signed on it. What if it's a star Big Sav Yodoy? Let's say the star says, I owe you $100,000 and I sign my name, Herschel Shecht, and you say, I owe you $100,000. I say the shtar is mezuyev. So I think the Shach quotes a machlokes hagoyim about that, and if I'm not mistaken, he paskins that in that case you need kiyam ashtar min ha-Torah. And all the coolers that the Gemara has with respect to kiyam ashtar is only the Rabbanon, all the coolers wouldn't apply in such a case. You would need real kiyam ashtar on the level of their eyes. Why is that shtar different from a shtar that's signed by witnesses? What's the difference whether the shtar is signed it's also like 100 Eidim. So why should he assume that Kiyam Ashtar there is there, Isa? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. The question is that pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to write a shtar, v'hoyed all of Eidim, and get 2 witnesses to sign. It says, I wrote a shtar, v'hoyed all of Eidim, and I got 2 witnesses to sign. So it says 2 witnesses. It says, V'oyed all of Eidim, hoyed all of Eidim. Brother Shalom tells him, get witnesses, and he got witnesses. So what's the definition of a shtar raya? What's the definition? We're talking, Rish Lokish, is din im enim aksimah ashtar nasa kemish nechwe dizma, we're talking about a shtar raya, we're not talking about a shtar kinyan. According to Rab Meir, every shtar kinyan has to start off as a shtar raya. According to Rab Lozer, like Korab Zel Zer, they have nothing to do with each other. Shtar kinyan is l'chud, and a shtar raya is l'chud. So Rish Lokish is talking about a shtar raya. So a shtar raya is not only made that he owes the money, a shtara is made on itself that it's kosher, that it's not mezuyif. So the shah is, how would you give a definition of a shtara? Remember, Rav Soloveitchik gives the question, who's going to give me a definition of a shtar? So you all thought he was crazy. What do you mean, a definition of a shtar? What's the problem? On Shabbos afternoon, Rabbi Rosenzweig was speaking about Shalashudis. So he mentioned this, that Rav Soloveitchik has in some of his published essays such a lashon, that until the days of Rav Chaim, this was an exaggeration, until the days of Rav Chaim, a shtar was a piece of paper with ink written on it. There, Rav Chaim made it into a cheftz of a shtar. Made it into something. No, it was a little before Rav Chaim also. Rav Chaim wasn't the first one who made it. So what is the definition of a shtar? So Rav Soloveitchik said it appears to be a fundamental machlekes of Rishani. What's the definition of a shtar raya? Well, a shtar raya means Eidus piksav midas ha-mischayv. It has to be midas ha-mischayv, not midas ha-mischayv, it's mipiksavam. So that's going to be part of the definition. But what's the first half of the definition? What's the first half of the sentence? So he said, this seems to be the fundamental machlokes among the Goinim. Is the definition of a shtar Eidus piksav midas ha-mischayv, or the definition of a shtar raya is raya piksav midas ha-mischayv? So it'll chap two nafkeminas. Chap one nafkemina ha-duaz baldin is a good raya, but it's not Eidus. So if you have a shtar that says, I owe you $100,000 and I have my name signed on the bottom, that's good as a raya. So if you hold the definition of shtar is a raya biksav, so that's also a shtar on the level of the raya. And Rish Lakish says, Eidim asum ala shtar, etc., that the shtar is made on itself, that it's kosher, and only if it came a shtar is only with the rabban. But if you should say, based on the pasuk in Yirmiyavoid, all of Eidim, that the definition of a shtar raya is Eidus biksav, not Rai biksav, Eidus biksav. So then Ashtar biksav yodai doesn't have a din of shtar. True, if you'll ascertain that it's an authentic signature, so then you'll have a Rai, you have a Hoidoz Baldin that really owes him the money. But it's Petoris Hoidoz Baldin, it's not Petoris Cheftz of a shtar. It won't have the status of a shtar. So that's the fundamental machlok, is whether Ashtar biksav yodai needs kiyum in a Torah, or it only needs kiyum in the rabbanon. Does it have the tokef of a shtar? And a shtar is made on itself that it's kosher, that it's not mezuyif. So the whole need for kiyum is only the rabbanon. You say no, it doesn't. Shtar biksav yoda is not a shtar. The definition of shtar is edis biksav midas mischayv, not raya biksav. And the other nafkamina may be regarding shtar v'ed echad. That's what we mentioned yesterday. That the tesis in Ksuvah is daf chof amid beis. The tesis starts on chof amid aleph, goes over to chof amid beis. So on the base, Tosis has two opinions how to read the Gemara in the end of Bava Basra. If you have a shtar that only has eight echot signed on it, and it's not so clear in Chosha Mishpa what the psak is on that case. If you have a shtar that only has eight echot signed, the Gemara talks about if you have a shtar that has two eight and you only become eight echot of the two. What if you only have a shtar that only has eight echot signed on it? Does that serve as a valid shtar to the extent that eight echot would function balpeh? Eidechad Baal Peh would be good to be Mechayvish with the Raisas. Eidechad Biksav is also good to be Mechayvish with the Raisas. That's what the Rambam writes. And Nilchus Mavo Veloiva, if you have a Shtar Beidechad, it'll have to swear a Shvud the Raisa if he wants to contradict the Shtar. Or do you say, no, Shtar Beidechad is not a Shtar. It doesn't have a din of a Shtar. Even though it's written Midas HaMeschayv, in order to be considered a Shtar, it has to be Eidus Biksav. Eidus to Eidim. The Pasuk says, V'oid all of Eidim. One can possibly distinguish between the two, but one can say that Shtar Beirechad is nothing and Shtar Biksav Yoda is good. You can say Shtar Biksav Yoda is nothing and Eirechad is good. There's room to distinguish, but the basic issue in both cases, whether Shtar Beirechad has a status of a Shtar and whether Shtar Biksav Yoda has a status of a Shtar, it hinges on this question. What's the definition of Shtar? Do you take that pasuk and hear me literally, v'oid ol evedim or not? So this issue about a shtar biksav yodai, whether it has a din of a shtar, or just has it's just a proof, it's just a hechocha that there's a haidos baldin on this amount of money, we'll get to this soon. It's going to be on Gimel and Beis. The Gemara is going to quote a Mishnah from Peivod and Aleph. The Mishnah has shlosh gittin psulim in the Rabbanon, but we wouldn't declare the vlad as a mamzim. This is a vlad kasha. So one of them is kasha biksav yodai. The Baal writes, I'm hereby divorcing my wife, and he signs it on the bottom. And he doesn't have any Eidich HaSima at all. So Rav Meir usually holds Eidich HaSima Karsi, so over here he says it's good the way it is. So Rashi there has two pshotim, the Rashi and Peivov and Aleph. The Bach claims that one of the two pshatim was smuggled into Rashi. They lifted it from the Tosfos on Gimel and Beis. Okay, so whoever wrote that pirish there, either they're both pshatim or Rashi, one is Rashi and one is Tosfos, but printed in the Bimokam Rashi on Peivav and Aleph, they're two pshatim from Rishonim. Either Rashi and Tosfos are both pshatim from Rashi. Rashi has two versions. Why is the get b'ksav yodai good? Is it taked? A get has to be a shtar. The cost of a lot safer increases. It has to be a shtar. So according to Rav Meir, that the definition of a shtar kinyan is you give your matfis a shtarai. So what's, how is a shtar b'ksav yodai good? So we'll have to learn, when we get to Gimel and Beis, we'll have to learn the two days in the Rishonim. That's what they're fighting about. Whether shtar b'ksav yodai is good in Kavod Tarkula, but it's only a local gzeres hakosel over here by get. It's a little strange. What does Rish Lakish write such a funny lashon? Eini machzimu al hashtar. What can nasi kimisha nechkero edusam bebezna? It's a funny expression. You should have said kim shtar is lav daraisa. What do you mean kimisha nechkero edusam bebezna? A very, very awkward way of expressing this idea that a shtar is made on itself. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik has in his Seif on the Rambam a very beautiful explanation of this. Maybe tomorrow we'll start from that. He comments on the Gemara, if you want to look inside. You look the last two lines on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. If Neimat Tiktus Man Begitin. If the Rabbanon, the institute that a get has to have a date. So the Gemara says, what motivated the Chachamim to make the Takhan of Zman? So the Nebuki Yosef in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed Beis has a kasha, why don't you need Zman in HaTorah? All ladies need Zman. And he gives an answer that Rav Chaim is not happy with. Chaim doesn't like the Nebuki Yosef's answer. He gives a whole explanation why he's not happy. Rav Chaim gives a different answer. Rav Chaim, when he gives the answer, so he explains word by word, what did Rish Lakish, why did he use such a funny expression? What kind of a funny lashon is that? Okay, so maybe we'll start with that tomorrow, and then we'll continue.